Okay, that's better. We started a new way of recording our sermons. It's actually going through the system into our old computer. And it actually picks up a whole lot better. So hopefully then that will make a big difference when anybody's listening online. We noticed that as I was up here walking around, even though it didn't change out here, when I'm over here, it doesn't really change. My phone wasn't picking it up. So we tried a new system here. So we'll do that. And I figured out, if I ever design a church building, it's going to be stadium seating and the preacher's going to be in a hole. And that way everybody can look down at you and he's cool. It's hot up here. All right, now to get serious. I've had a thought in my head for a while about a lesson, and I kept looking at it and couldn't figure out how I wanted to do it. And I went online, was looking, I thought, well, maybe somebody else had one. Well, they did, and I couldn't make it any better. I've got some points that I'll add in, but this is actually, I'm not sure who it actually belongs to, but it was on one of the websites. So, but the title of the sermon is, Let's Make a Deal. For some of you may remember the popular game show, Let's Make a Deal with Monty Hall. Now he'd come on, he would give you the option. Here's your number one option. Well, we're going to kind of do that tonight. And kind of think about it as we go through this. For everybody out here, my first offer to you will be I'll give you $100,000 for your car right now. No matter what it is, no matter what shape it's in, I'll give you $100,000. Now, would you turn it down? I've got a decent, I'll tell you what, I'll give you both mine for $100,000. But that's the normal. But what if I gave you this offer? I'll give you $1 million for your car, but you must give back the original $100,000 I just gave you, and you have to wait a week to collect. Which means you have to leave your car where it's parked right now until next week. You have to go a complete week without it. And you must be back here next Sunday night to receive that money. Would you take that deal? But, I mean, would anybody really turn down that second offer? I mean, you're waiting, you have to wait a week, and you're going to get 10 times more. So most people aren't going to turn down that offer for $1 million. You got a choice of $100,000 right now, you walk out, or you come back next week, you get $1 million. No matter, even with the conditions, I mean, if the question would be, how am I going to get home? Well, you may have to walk, you may have to call somebody else to come get you if you're going to leave your car here for the week. But even with that, that would still be a good deal. So let's look at it this way. If everybody that takes that second offer, nobody wants the first offer now, they've got this, they don't want the $100,000, they want to wait a week. So the first offer sounds really exciting. I mean, when you first heard it, who wouldn't take $100,000? I mean, no matter what kind of, like I said, no matter what shape your car was in, you were going to get that. But then when you heard the second offer, then that first offer wasn't so inviting. It wasn't such a great deal. Even though you may have to wait a week to get it, you're getting 10 times that amount. But then you had to turn down that first offer for the immediate gain. That instantaneous, I've got my money, I can go and do what I want. You still had the same question, how am I going to get home? Because you just sold your car for $1 million. So you either leave your car here, wait a week to get $1 million, or you sell your car for $100,000, and then you got to figure out how you're going to get home also, and then you got to get something else to drive. So the two offers, there is a definite difference. I mean, And then by taking that second offer, you're looking that you have to sacrifice something. You have to give up something, which is your car, your way home, for the gain that you're going to get. Even though that gain is a lot more than what you had originally, you're also having to put more effort into maintaining that, because not only do you have to take and leave your car, then you have to be back here next week. You have to find a way to make sure that you're back here next week, because if not, if you're not back here on next Sunday night, the deal's off, because you just let your car sit for a week and you still don't have anything. Now let's turn this to real life. Let's turn this into on today's standards, going in and comparing what Satan offers, how Satan offers you a deal, compared to how God offers you a deal. Satan will give us immediate pleasure, instantaneous. He will take and you will have the pleasures and rewards of this world. You will have the pleasures and rewards that any and accolations of everybody around you. You're going to take, you will have the regards to the lust of the flesh. You will have rewards as far as the lust of your eyes. You'll have to be able to get what you want. If you listen to Satan, you'll be able to get what you want. It's not, as long as you're not worried about your morals or not worried about sinning, you can get what you want, if you, what Satan's telling you. It requires no effort. All the only effort you have to do is, if it feels good, do it. That's Satan's motto. If it feels good for you to do what you're doing, do it. That's fine. If somebody else has something that you want, take it. If you're big enough to take it from them, that's okay. That's what everything Satan's going to tell you. So I mean, can't come up with it now. So we'll go on. But God will come in and he will offer you a deal. And God's deal is he will give you future pleasures and rewards, which takes, and the number one thing that he's going to offer you is he's going to offer you an eternity of bliss, an eternal life of happiness, no aches, no pains, no worries for the rest of your life. That's his offer. Which, in comparison, it pales to the first one. The first one is just so mediocre compared to what God is offering. It does require more effort than what Jesus or what Satan's does. You have to take and you have to have a sacrifice. You can't get by with just, if it feels good, do it. You have to sacrifice. You have to take and you have to be faithful in your service to the Lord. You have to take and be resistant to temptation. You can no longer take and look at it and go, man, I really want to take that car. I really like that motorcycle across the street. I'm going to go get it. You can't do that. You can't take and think about things like that. You can't do things like that. And on top of it, you are probably going to have to endure some type of persecution to deal with, either whether or not it could just be your coworkers. Well, why are you going to church on Sunday? Belittling you a little bit because you're going to church on Sunday instead of going out going fishing with them or whatever the case may be. Some of it can even get more severe. We know that from what is happening around the world. I mean, there's some people that their persecution is not, I can't believe you're going to church. Their persecution is, you're a Christian, off with your head. Unfortunately, that is the way some are having to deal with. But the Bible actually refers to this deal as eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord. And that's in Romans 6:23. I'll actually turn it real quick. 6 and 23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." That's coming out of the New American Standard Version. But then I guess the question that we need to figure out, or that we need to answer, is why do so many people accept Satan's offer over God's? That's the same offer. I mean, basically, you're getting the same offer as what you had, Satan's offer compared to God's offer. Satan's offer was good to think about it. Yeah, you're going to give me X amount of dollars. That's great. But when you take and look at, it's going to be tenfold more that you're going to get just by putting out a little effort. I mean, really, that's not that much of an effort to take, go a week without a car. Yeah, it's hard, but it can be done. People have been doing it for years. So, but that is that's the same reason that people will take and give, not accept God's offer, and will accept Satan's offer. It's because they feel they really don't appreciate the difference in the value. They don't realize that what it's going to be, their differences are. The failure to appreciate it in real life. I mean, you figure out Satan, what he is offering you is going to last 60, 70, 80 years, 100 years if you're lucky, if you want to be 100 years old. Some people at 100 years old, you're not going to be feeling that great. So, but that is the timeline. You're looking at this amount right here. You're looking at this time of your life, that's what Satan's offering you. He's offering you the greatness, good times, this long. God's offering you from here, plumb through that wall, forever. You can't stop it. So people just don't, sometimes they don't appreciate what the difference is in the offer is. They want that immediate, instantaneous feel good. And that's why a lot of times that people do take and they believe, or they listen to Satan, they take and go with what he wants us to be or what he wants, because it's easier to take and not put out any effort and just follow him than it is to take, for them to take and actually have to follow God and resist the temptations that they may have to deal with in the coming future. And truthfully, some people do, they sell their soul to Satan. They'll sell their soul for Satan's offer, because if you look, and just like if I decided, everybody knows I used to ride motorcycles, my bike sitting over outside, if I went over and grabbed that bike, took off with it, that's going to, I mean, I'm selling my soul, but I'm selling the rest of my life as well, because I'm probably going to be thrown in jail for it. But people don't think about that. They don't realize, they don't think about what is coming after this little pleasure that I'm having. And that's why a lot of times people do take and they fall for Satan, they go for Satan's choice instead of what God, or Satan's offer than what God has offered. And in, thank you. Yeah, I had that earlier. Hebrews 11, verses 24 and 26, it says Moses, talks about how Moses understood the difference. And I thought I had that one marked, but I don't. That's Hebrews 11, verse 24 and 26. Says, "By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, by choosing rather to endure ill treatment with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin, considering the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking to the reward." So Moses even realized that, you know, here on earth, he could have been the next Pharaoh. He could have took and had anything he wanted if he would have just took and said, I'm Pharaoh's daughter. But, or Pharaoh's daughter, I'm Pharaoh's daughter's son. By being that person. But he took and decided, he realized that that reward that he was going to have was not near as good, great as what he was going to have by actually enduring with the children of God. And he decided in his that he was that's what he was going to do. He was going to take and be with his people. So the question is, what deal have you made? Are you accepting the deal that Satan has made by Satan, the offer to take that path of least resistance, not have to fight, not have to deal with being persecuted, somebody asking you, why aren't you with me, or why aren't you going out hunting, why aren't you fishing, golfing, whatever on Sundays? Or are you taking and following, have you made the choice to take and follow God's path? I mean, as a Christian, we fear there are they switched up on me here. But if you take and follow this path of least resistance, we know that if you follow that path where it leads, that's going to lead you to damnation. You're going to take, and you're not going, if you're not following God, you're going to have, you're getting your pleasures right now. You're getting your reward here on this earth. But if you follow God and take what he wants, then you're going to take and get your reward in heaven. You're going to get your reward later. Just like the deal that was going to be made earlier, instead of taking the money and leaving today, if you wait a week, your reward is going to be so much greater. You may have to put a little more effort into it, and that's where some people have a problem. They can't deal with, they don't want to put the effort it takes to actually get and to follow God. They don't want to take the time that they have to put into it. You do have to put effort into being a child of God. You have to take and study His Word. You have to take and make an effort to take and go to services. You've got to take and try and be at services to help others. You have to take to be there not only for yourself, but to be there to help build the others that are in the building up. Because when someone else, when you have somebody in the building that's missing, you always miss them. No matter, you don't think about it, but there you can, even up here leading singing, there's certain voices that you completely miss. They're not here. It's like, wait a minute, something's up. And then, but you always miss everybody because, especially if you're up here, you're looking this way, you're seeing everybody's face. And that is such a building so builds you up so much to see all the people that are here with you, that are helping you get along and to get to where you need to be. And hopefully you're helping them get to where they need to be. Help them build them up. Help them make them stronger. So we have, so really, in the let's make a deal, we have a choice. We can either take that instant gratification, this instant feeling good, everybody likes me, I can go do what everybody else wants to do and feel great about myself for this instant that we have here on this earth. Or I can take a little harder path that's going to take and make my eternal life so much greater. Not having to deal with the torment that's from being separated from God. That's the greatest torment of all. I mean, there is descriptions of hell, and it's the lake of fire, like the lake of burning sulfur. But that would be, to me, would be compared nothing to being separated from God for eternity. To not be able to take and be with Him and be in His glory for the eternal life would be, to me, would be such a torment. Now, tonight, I really, it wasn't, this was somebody else's writing, but it's not to take and make anybody feel bad on their decisions. It's not to actually invoke the guilt. Well, actually, it is. I can't say it wasn't, because it actually is. You don't, it's not to lay blame, I should say that. They say not to, but just to remind us of what we're thinking, what are the actual deals that we do make throughout the week. Sometimes you can make a deal, you can take and do something and not realize, hey, I just set up to take and be in wherever on a Sunday morning because they gave me a date instead of a day. And so you need to think about it. What is involved and what you're offering, what you're guaranteeing that you'll do. Sometimes we can take and get carried away and not realize that all of a sudden you're running with the pack, and the pack's going off to the big wide road that leads to destruction instead of going down that narrow road that you want to be on. So we just need to think as we're going about our lives, what deals are we making? Are we making deals with Satan for this instantaneous pleasure that we have in a life, or are we actually making the deals with God that is going to take and give us such great treasures in heaven and a glorious afterlife for eternity? That would be, that's what, those are the deals that we want to make. We want to take, as Christians, we want to make the deals that's going to take and to basically make our Father proud. If we want to take and make a deal to make our Heavenly Father proud, then we're making the right choice. If we're making a choice that we know as a normal human being you would take and make a choice, and if you go, Dad's not going to like this, well, think about it that way. Is God going to like this? God's my Heavenly Father. Do I want to make a choice that's going to take and make Him upset with me? As we go through this life, that's what we need to be thinking and doing. Everybody wants to be there. God wants us to be in His glory for eternity. That's why He created us. He wanted us to be with Him. He doesn't want us running away from Him. He wants us running to Him. So just remember that as you go through this next week, next month, just think about the deals that you are making, whether or not you're making those deals that are beneficial to yourself to help you get to that eternal life. At this time, we'll take and offer the invitation song for anybody who will offer the invitation for anyone who needs to take and come forward, anybody who needs prayers of the church or anything at all. If you would, please stand, and if you need to, please come forward as we stand and sing the invitation song.